Hi, I'm Leola. I'm a sacred intimacy mentor and muse and the host of this podcast. Talk Tantra to Me introduces a playful perspective on sacred sexuality. My intention in this podcast is to integrate intimacy and spirituality, empowering you to reclaim your eroticism. It is my mission to inspire you to let go of shame, fear, and limiting beliefs to be present as your highest self in every moment. Thanks so much for tuning in. Now, let's talk Tantra. Hello, lovers. I am so blessed and honored to be in a position to share, you know, tools and tips and tricks that have the potential to heal and to bring you to a place of full sexual embodiment. And one of the tools that I absolutely love and have been using for the better part of a decade are crystal yoni products, including pleasure wands and yoni eggs. And I was so excited to recently come across a brand called Wands, W-A-A-N-D-S. I met the founder here in Austin and I absolutely loved who she was. I love getting to know the people behind the products that I like to use. And I just loved her mission to really support women and men to explore, celebrate, and honor their sexuality. I felt this transmission of slow sensual seduction in all of who she was and all that she brought to the world. So I went ahead and gave it a try. I purchased a blue quartz amarita wand, and the amarita wand is great because it has this like cool bulby end on it, which is designed for G-spot and cervical stimulation, but can also be used for prostate stimulation. So it's great for men and women and can even be used between partners. So I'm so honored to have built this relationship with her and to be able to offer you guys an amazing discount code. So if you use the code Leola, L-E-O-L-A, that will give you 15% off all products. And the website is wands.com, W-A-A-N-D-S.com. And we'll go ahead and link that in the show notes as well for you. So thank you so much for listening. And also you're welcome for the inevitable pleasure and healing and ecstasy that is coming your way with these products. Let's dive into the episode. Welcome to Talk Tantra to Me. It is such an honor to be holding space for this divine knowledge to make its way into your ears and lifestyle. Today, I'm going to be giving you some tantric tips for self-pleasure, aka masturbation. So my journey with masturbation has been all over the place, but it's always been a part of my sexuality. One of my first memories ever is being like, it was like rocking my yoni on a pillow. And I think I was like, it was before school age. So I had to have been like 3 or 4 and like getting pleasure from that and it feeling so good. And I remember right afterwards, I took a nap and like, I felt like I traveled to a different world. And then I came back and I remember my dad waking me up and being like, who are you? And what is this? And it was just such an interesting experience that I, in the moment, didn't make a lot of sense to me. But now as an adult, I process and I think, wow, that was me moving through different portals. And that's what I see the power of sexuality is in general and also self-pleasure. From there, My first real orgasms I experienced were from self-pleasure when I was like 7 or 8. I remember watching a lot of vagina in the hot tub with Austin Powers and getting aroused and like touching myself over it. And then it wasn't until I was in sixth grade that I actually had my first orgasm from self-pleasure. It was in my bed. And it was gorgeous and beautiful and so good. And that's when I first started to see as well the power of pleasure in general was in relating to myself that way. And then from there, I explored more. I got my first vibrator. I actually think I stole one of those like back massaging ones that vibrates first. And I used like the jets in the hot tub a lot as well. Amazing. But a lot of my orgasms in that part of my life, in my teens and even into my early 20s, were very like peak orgasms. They weren't the what is called the valley orgasms or the full body orgasms that I now have as a norm. And it was going onto the tantric path that began to facilitate those just deeper orgasms and expanded. Going on the tantric path expanded my orgasmic potential in general as well. However, throughout all of those years, especially the teenage years, there was this level of shame and guilt and fear around masturbation because of where I grew up and the belief system in which I grew up, which was very much shame and fear based in the approach to sexuality, and touching yourself was potentially a ticket to hell. So it's taken a lot of healing for myself to come to this place where I am now, where I feel so okay with self-pleasure. And in fact, it's a deep part of my spiritual practice as well. So to start off, I first want to acknowledge that self-pleasure and masturbation is scientifically backed up to be really good for you. It is known to help relieve pain and stress, insomnia. Men that are ejaculating more frequently tend to have a lower risk for prostate cancer. Women who masturbate more often have a higher self-esteem and a higher sex drive. And it also just increases blood flow specifically to the pussy. And as you become more aroused leading up to orgasm, there's this like beautiful cocktail of neurochemicals and hormones that are released, including endorphins, which is, you know, the same reason why we like to work out is endorphins. And endorphins are also known to help people with pain relief. As I mentioned, masturbation does help with pain relief. I know for myself that like, oftentimes when I'm not feeling well, if I have a headache or just feel like a sickness coming on, I will often ask my partner to do a little sex magic ritual with me to get over whatever is coming on. And it works a lot of the time. And if he's not available, I will self-pleasure as well. So all great reasons to masturbate. Some others, again, those are more like health and scientifically based, but others that I've noticed for myself, for clients, and for other women I've spoken to, and men as well. Masturbating can expand your orgasmic potential. It can help you come back to the knowing that you are divine and divinely supported. I don't know about you, but I feel closer to God in almost all sexual scenarios at this point. Masturbating also helps you get to know your body and get to know your likes and your dislikes better. It helps you just drop into your body and get into the present moment. For me, I love using self-pleasure to like reconnect to myself after a long day of work or more mental tasks. Being able to masturbate helps me just get into my body, have a nice palate cleanser before meeting my husband after his work day as well. The masturbation just helps me come back into my body and my femininity after being in that masculine go, go, go all day. I definitely find that masturbation helps me with my anxiety. Again, it's just scientifically good for you. And I also have intentionally used masturbation and intentionality with masturbation to heal my own limiting beliefs about what I'm capable of, as well as beliefs around my body and my sex. Even just last night, I'm going to save this story for a little bit later in the flow here. This is another one of those episodes where I'm kind of jumping around and going with the flow. So thanks for your grace and patience. But it's really important if you're going to masturbate and make masturbation or self-pleasure a part of your regular practice to acknowledge any shame, guilt, fear, past trauma, et cetera, around your masturbatory practices and your sexuality in general. Heal any shadows around self-pleasure being wrong or bad. I mean, throughout so many religious contexts, you know, masturbation has been made out to be a sin. And we carry that, whether we believe it still to this day or not. It's very many of us are carrying the beliefs of our lineage as well. So, and I mean, it's not that long ago that, and it's not that long ago that it was like super widely accepted that masturbation was like not good for you and also like a sin. And there's still places today and people today that believe that. But, you know, even as early, like even like as not that far back ago as like the 1950s, people were told that masturbation could cause blindness or disease. So interesting things there. And then on the other side, there were, you know, women who had hysteria being treated with vibrators. So, I mean, science is weird. Medicine is weird. Doctors have been doing some weird shit for thousands and thousands of years. But here we are today, back on topic. How do you heal these pieces so that you can get the greatest benefit out of these tips I'm going to be sharing with you? I have a couple of resources that I'm just going to put out right here. One is a pleasure positive meditation. So it's a beautiful guided meditation where I speak aloud affirmations that are meant to rewire how your brain approaches sexuality and pleasure, and to disrupt the limiting beliefs that are no longer serving you sexually, and then empower you with new belief. All right, my puppy is just getting all involved with the wire. Needed to scoop her up. Okay, so anyways, as I was saying, the pleasure positive meditation can be found at www.talktantratome.com/free. You can access it there. And then on that same exact webpage, there's another amazing resource called the Sexual Shadow Work Workbook, which has a bunch of activities, journal prompts, et cetera, that will help you work through, you know, any sexual shadow work, limiting belief, guilt, fear, et cetera. So check out both of those resources. Both can be found at www.talktantratome.com/free. And then one last one I'm going to recommend is a podcast episode called Can Sexual Energy Be Depleted or Wasted? And that's episode 40 of the podcast. And I bring this one in because even today, and even in like very woke, spiritual, like guru lineages, whatever, there's still this belief that if you masturbate, and especially for men, if you come, if you release, if you ejaculate, you are wasting your sexual energy. You're wasting your life force. And I don't buy this. I feel that it's another way that we have repackaged the same guilt and trauma and limiting beliefs of our forefathers in religion. It's just got a shiny new like label on it that is approved by the guru. And listen to that episode, Can Sexual Energy Be Depleted or Wasted? Episode 40, to get more on my why behind this. But I'll briefly share that, you know, sexual energy is very clearly a renewable resource. We orgasm one day, we ejaculate one day, and the very next day, for most people, you're able to orgasm again and ejaculate again. And so maybe it's not renewable exactly in the moment, but generally speaking, it's renewable. There's more of it available. That being said, just because it's renewable doesn't mean that we should not use it intentionally. I like to think of sexual energy as being parallel to money, like they're similar frequencies. And if you had $1 million that landed in your bank account every day, would you go and put that money towards, you know, McDonald's and a bunch of crap you don't need from Walmart? No, you would probably invest it or donate it or send that energy to places that energy, meaning the money, like, or the resource, you would send that energy or resource to a place where it's going to either increase your net worth, you bring you more resources, or help other people potentially. Not to say that you can't have your occasional McDonald's or random crap from Walmart, but you get my point, right? So it's like being intentional is what I'm asking for and what I'm suggesting in terms of masturbating, which brings me to my first tip for you, which is to set an intention for your self-pleasure every time. Sometimes I set an intention before I even go into the practice, if I specifically am really like feeling aligned to a certain outcome or goal. I don't love to use the word goal. I prefer intention. But again, like if it's like health or something, like I know right away. There are other times where I'm a little bit more in the flow about what I'm wanting to call in. And I actually wait until I'm in a higher state of arousal because I already feel then connected to God and can be in the energy of asking my highest self, what actually is the thing that I want to send this energy to? Where is the opportunity for me? And when I'm already in that aroused state, I sometimes find a little bit more inspiration if I'm not, you know, totally tapped in before going into the session. So for example, last night I did a little self-pleasure practice in the bathtub and I just was kind of horny and I wanted to move that energy. I was feeling alive and I got myself close and then I thought, oh, like, what is my intention? What is my intention? What is my intention? And I thought about the week to come, and this week I'm recording this a few days before Christmas. So it's the week of Christmas and New Year's and also my 30th birthday. And I was thinking like, holy fuck, like, honestly, I don't even know what I want to call in because I have so much goodness. Like I have everything I've ever wanted. What more could I possibly ask for at this stage? Like I have it all. And then it came to me like a light bulb. Oh, you know what? Like this is kind of edgy to like receive all of this, to have all of this love and to be, it's my first Christmas with my husband in matrimony. It's our first time hosting Christmas for all of our friends and family. I have this gorgeous dinner party coming up for my birthday and it's going to be a lot of love coming in. And in the past, I've had issues receiving that love because of worthiness, because of fear that the other shoe is going to drop, because of my abandonment wound stuff. So I set the intention, or I called in my intention for that self-pleasure practice was to stay in my heart through the holidays, to really luxury and to receive it all, to expand my capacity to receive, to just take in all of the love. And oh, it felt so good when I finally brought myself to full climax to really, really receive that. So that's just a little tidbit story. I will also say, sorry, I'm looking around and pausing to see where my little puppy is. This is our second recording today. And the first one, she was out and so chill. And now she's like wanting to be rambunctious and there's wires all over. And I'm afraid she's going to trip over one or chew one up or whatever. I want to touch in here for a moment to say that self-pleasure isn't just for single people, or even doesn't even have to be purely a solo practice. I actually masturbate now almost as much as I did when I was single for a couple of reasons. One, because I know how to get myself off amazingly quickly. It's just like convenient sometimes when he's not available. I also have a pretty high sex drive and he's just not always, you know, available for that. I also I like doing it myself. I really do. I also find, and I encourage him to have his own self-pleasure rituals. I think that it's important, even in partnership, to maintain your own relationship to yourself and to your sexuality as well. Other reasons that I masturbate solo still. It's just good. I just like it. And it's also another little tip here. I'm kind of putting a lot of anecdotes and then tips in between. But another tip that I have is to actually do a mutual masturbation ritual with a partner. So this is where you're going to look at each other while you're both masturbating at the same time. Super hot, super hot. Oh my God, so sexy. To just be in that energy and like, oh, really get it. Yeah. All right. I don't even need to, losing track of my words, just thinking about some past experiences doing this. Super duper yummy. Another fun thing to do with a partner is to bring yourself to the edge of orgasm yourself and then have sex. This is really great, especially if you're like wanting to have like a quicker session with your partner, because you just can like get to, like, I find that like I can get myself like there really, really, really fast. I actually like the pacing that it takes with a partner for me, but it brings me to that like edge really, really quickly, and then going into the sex, but not coming yet. And then it's like, as soon as we start having sex, I'm like immediately orgasming just to like start off the penetration. So, so, so good. So good. So there's two little tips for you: watching each other, and then also use and you can do the watching each other without having any penetration, just making it about, you know, the masturbation and have that be the ritual itself. And the beauty of watching your partner masturbate too is that you can see how they touch their body. You can witness how they're getting themselves turned on. And that can be like a pro tip for you in the future to think, oh, when I watched him, he was actually going much slower than what I thought he would like. So I'm going to try going slow next time with the strokes, for example. So lots of great ideas there for the couples. But it's important to recognize that the tantric approach to self-pleasure is also seeing it as a practice of illumination of your own relationship to yourself. Because the way that you treat your body is often parallel to how others will treat your body or how you will allow others to treat your body. So if you're rushing with yourself, is it a surprise that others are rushing with you? Tantra teaches you that your relationship with yourself is a mirror to your relationship to others. So do you make love to yourself? Do you practice self-seduction? Do you try new ways of self-pleasuring? Or do you always just rub one out quickly? And no shame on any of the above, because I do all the above. I also just rub one out sometimes. Mostly because I know if I take responsibility for my own pleasure, I'm not going to project that need onto others, which is another really important reason why my husband and I do our self-pleasure practice as well, to be in that regular relationship with ourselves so that we're not getting frustrated at each other for being in different seasons of life, where sometimes sexuality is a very obvious yes and feels very appropriate, but there are other times where we might be going through a stressful period or might be in intense grief and sexuality doesn't feel as approachable. So when we already have that relationship going with ourselves and our partner is not available for sexuality, we're less likely to take it personally. They say you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And this is something that I really, really resonate with. And as I've invested in living a tantric lifestyle, my relationships have evolved and become so much more juicy and liberating. And I believe that this is something that everyone deserves. However, finding these people can be a little bit challenging at first. And so it is my mission to create more spaces for people to find individuals that are resonant with the tantric lifestyle, that are really resonant with you, the listener, the person who is investing their time into living a life that is expansive and liberating. So with that, I'm committed to creating more and more safe spaces for people to discover their desires and practice their boundaries, to connect in community, to celebrate and to grow together so that we can all step into a more authentic version of ourselves and experience truly unconditional love. So we have Tantra retreats for men, women, couples, singles. We also have female-only retreats just for the ladies stepping into their divine feminine. We have play parties. We have Tantra workshops, Tantra yoga, women's circles. We've got all kinds of really powerful in-person events. You can find all the details at www.talktantratome.com/events. You can also just go to talktantratome.com and click the events tab to find out about all the latest and the greatest. And if you're wanting me all to yourself, I can't blame you. I also host private retreats for both individuals and couples. Those are one-on-one. You get me all to yourself. And I'm available for private Tantra workshops and performances. And this is great for events like your birthday or maybe a bachelorette party or bachelor weekend. We can talk and create something that will be extra special just for you. So I cannot wait to connect with you in real life. But for now, thanks so much for your patience with this brief interruption, and let's get back to the episode. Okay. So that being said, as above, so below, Tantra teaches you that your relationship with yourself is a mirror to your relationship to others. And yet, I hold my standards high in terms of who I let near my pussy, because very few people can actually make love to me as good as I can for myself. My husband can definitely make love to me as good as I can for myself, and sometimes better. It's hard to compare, you know what I mean? But some more tips. So another thing that I recommend is building up to it. Wine and dine yourself before going into the self-pleasure ritual. Dance to your favorite song, something sexy. Pretend that you're an erotic dancer if you aren't already. Put on something sexy and do it for you. This is like a self-seduction ritual. You can even think about it as, if you're a female, you can think about it as making love to your divine masculine and call him in. Or if you're a male, you can think about it as calling in your divine feminine and being in connection with the sacred union of the masculine and feminine within you. So build up to it. Do something yummy to get that energy flowing and make it like a whole date night or Tantra date night, which I will say, there's another episode of the podcast called 7 Steps to Create Your Own Tantra Date Night. It's episode 73, if you're curious on that one. So on that line, you know, obviously, again, make it a whole date night sort of vibe. But the second thing is just to slow down. When you do actually go into the self-pleasure part of the ritual, don't go straight for your pussy or your cock. Caress your face and your feet and move from your extremities in and down or up into the center, into your pelvic region, into your genitals. You know, just slowing it down, moving with reverence. The power of like working with coming from your extremities in and slowing down is that then you are bringing your full body online. If you're touching your face and your crown before and then moving down into your heart and your breast and then into your pussy, what you're doing is you're opening up those pleasure pathways to, again, expand your orgasmic potential and to potentially have a full body orgasm. Yum, 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 yum. Another tip, incorporate toys that invoke all of your senses. I like to use feathers and flowers and play with those on my skin, or even ice, just grazing these pieces across your body, making it a really sensual, yummy experience. Tip is to make this like a 5-course meal. Again, there's nothing wrong with the McDonald's. There's nothing wrong with the quick rubbing it out, but to really have a tantric experience, bringing in all of these different layers and making it a sensual, yummy experience. Other tools and things that I like to use for self-pleasure, having a really good quality lubricant and being very generous with that lubricant. The lubricants that I like to use are, one, coconut oil. I use like the liquid kind. I think it's called hydrogenated. I don't know. It's like liquid. You can like literally get it at almost any grocery store or on Amazon super easily, but it's like the liquid coconut oil and organic. And the beauty of this, especially when it's in the like liquid form, is that it actually doesn't stain the sheets. Tried and tested. I actually got this tip from Justin of Tantra Love Coach, who I do the retreats with, the Tantra Love Retreats. And he's been on this podcast a few times as well. But he informed me that though that like liquid coconut oil doesn't stain the sheets, and I've tried it and it works. It doesn't stain the sheets. Another one that I really like to use is almond oil. I actually like the feeling of almond oil much better than coconut oil. It's more silky. However, that one does stain the sheets. So if you're going to use that one, I definitely recommend putting down a towel or some kind of barrier. or a free bleed blanket or a splash blanket. Speaking of those, wands.com sells them. There's probably an ad somewhere in this podcast that talks all about wands. Wands is great, and they sell these blankets that don't stain. You can literally bleed all over them. I've used them with my puppy because I don't care if she pees on it. It's not going to stain. It washes out really easily. But they're really great for sexy time, for any like ejaculatory fluids, and also almond oil. So I'll put that out, and that will be a barrier. So love, love, love almond oil as well. And then, you know, kind of talking a little bit more about other products and like the wands specifically, I love the crystal wands. That's like my primary thing that I use when I'm self-pleasuring. It's a pretty rare occurrence that I'm not using a wand for self-pleasure, especially now. When I was younger, it was really just about the clit for me. But now that I'm in a more tantric space, I want to like, you know, incorporate different pleasure spots and erogenous zones. And having a wand is obviously super helpful for that. I love the crystal wands. I also love glass wands, all amazing. My other tip, especially related, there's so many tips here just sprinkled in, and I'm coming up with more. I originally was like, I'm going to make a list of like 7 tips. That's a nice, good round number. And then it was more tips, more tips, more tips. And then I knew that as soon as I started talking, more tips would come up. So I decided to not pick a number. But anyways, another tip for self-pleasure, especially when you're using a wand of some kind, is to try different positions with it. For a while, all I did was I laid on my back and like kind of inserted with one hand, sometimes with my legs bent or my legs up. And like that was the only position. It was like I was doing missionary on myself. And then it was actually funny. One of my clients was telling me that like she tried riding her crystal dildo. This was a couple of years ago. She tried riding it and she had this insane orgasm. And I was like, I didn't even think about that. You're right. Like I didn't think that it would work. Like the ergodynamics, is that the right word? Aerodynamics. I didn't think the aerodynamics would work. And so I was like, all right, let's give it a go. It only works with certain types of wands. It's a little bit harder with the curved wands. But I tried it, basically putting the wand on the bed, or on the floor and like kind of, squatting over it and riding it. Oh, so good. Definitely give that a try if you haven't already. Another tip, touch yourself in front of a mirror, self-pleasure in front of a mirror, watch your body move and blossom, admire her radiance, witness your power. If I had a dollar for every time some guru or life coach or self-help book told me to take a good hard look at myself in the mirror to get all the answers, I'd be a millionaire. And you know what? They were onto something, but a little bit different. If you're in the market to fully love yourself, in shadows and light, there is no more direct route than by looking at yourself in the eye and genitalia while you make love to yourself. Mirror masturbation is amazing. It fosters self-confidence and body acceptance, and it empowers you to take ownership of your pleasure. It allows you to soul gaze with your flawed human self and your inner divinity simultaneously. I love mirror work when it comes to self-pleasure. On that note of divinity, imagine God is fucking you. This is my next tip. Imagine God is fucking you, or whatever archetype you're feeling aligned with or want to call in, or their counterpart. I have this blue quartz Amrita wand that I got from Wands. And one time I was fucking myself with it. And I was like, this like blue cock kind of reminds me of like Poseidon. And then I imagined that I was fucking Poseidon, the god of like the waters and the ocean. And like, oh, I just had this big, deep connection to like water and ocean. And I happened to be in the shower at the same time. And it was so yummy. It was so good. But other times, especially when I'm doing sex magic, I'll imagine God is fucking me open to abundance, to my manifestation, to whatever my deepest desire is. I'll almost be in this energy of like, daddy, daddy, give me what I want. Like, yes, daddy, yes. Ooh, so, so good. Sky daddy coming through, providing for me. A little bit of a power play, kink play in there as well. It's a hot, steamy topic. Speaking of steamy topics, water orgasms, shower masturbation, try masturbating in places and in ways that you normally wouldn't, especially in water. Water has this really lovely quality of like womb-like surrender. When you're in the shower, it's like rain cleansing you, nourishing you. It's a really beautiful energy to open yourself up to the element of water. Hot tub jets as well. Gotta love those. There is a tool that I use in the bathtub. What's it called? It's called a water slide. Water spelled normal and then slide is S-L-Y-D-E. I don't remember where I bought this anymore, but basically it's this attachment that you put on the faucet and it catches the water and then it's like a slide and the slide brings the water down and then it falls more in the center of the bathtub, which is perfect because then you can move your pelvis, move your yoni so that when the water comes out that spout, it hits your pussy so good. And it's not like if you were to try to like I've actually done this before and I've like gotten my ass as close to the foot of the bathtub where the spout is as possible, so that it will hit my pussy there, but it's not comfortable. It's not a comfortable move. So this water slide makes it a lot easier because the slide brings the water to the center of the tub where your pussy would normally be anyways. So definitely check that one out as well. Speaking of surrender, as I mentioned, water has this element of like sacred surrender, surrendering to the flow. Tie yourself up. If you have a Shibari practice, tie yourself up. If you don't, I have a couple of recommendations for you. There's a couple of amazing teachers here in Austin. I've worked with Azriel Black Wolf. I've worked with Rena Trevi. She's been on the podcast. Katie Bird is coming on the podcast soon. These are all amazing Shibari teachers. Eric Likes Red is another one here in Austin. And I went to a workshop with Eric Likes Red where it was a self-tie workshop. Oh, another one is Jacqueline. Jacqueline is Justin of Tantra Love Coach's partner. She teaches Shibari at our retreats. Little shameless plug for the retreats. If you want to learn Shibari, you can learn it there. Eric Likes Red did this self-tie workshop. And so I learned how to tie myself. And then I went home and I tied myself up and I masturbated. Oh my God, it's so good and healing to be in this energy of I trust myself, I trust the universe, I trust the divine flow of life. So, so good. I bet there's also online courses and other things that you can check out. But oh, and then last thing, this is releasing in early January. And at the end of January, Rena Trevi is actually going to come and do a little Shibari workshop at my house as a part of a play party. So you can find out information for that on my website, talktantratome.com/events. There's also just an events tab on my website that you can click on as well. See that. So tie yourself up. And then the last little tip I have here is to incorporate different pleasure spots, incorporate different pleasure spots and erogenous zones. I kind of touched on this before, but do more than just your clit or your shaft. Try stroking your booty hole or like playing with your ears and your neck and your nipples and your G spot, like more than just the thing that you know is going to get you off. Doing that is going to give you blended orgasms, which are more powerful because they're incorporating different zones, potentially full body orgasms. For me, depending on the type of other touch that I'm doing, I'll have different types of orgasms. So like working with the anus, anal orgasms, duh. Working with the G-spot and the clit, G-spot orgasms, great. But also when I've done things like stroke up here on my crown, I'll have more like cosmic orgasms, more divine orgasms. I'll feel like bigger energy at times as well. With the nipples, like heartgasms are super popular with that one. So just some ideas there again to expand your orgasmic potential. So those are all of my tips. The reason that I made this topic the episode that is coming out now, this Tantra Tips for Self-Pleasure, is because it's deeply related to the concept of self-love. And self-love is actually the topic this month inside the Higher Love Club. So if you liked what we talked about today and you want to go deeper into specifically self-love, the Higher Love Club is where it's at. And right now, it's actually free. This is the first time I've ever made the Higher Love Club free. So you can join today for free. Give it a go. The code to have to try the Higher Love Club for free is EXPAND, EXPAND, EXPAND. You go to the Higher Love Club page on my website. You can access it by going to talktantratome.com, clicking on the Work With Me tab. Then you'll see the Higher Love Club. We'll also put the direct link in the show notes. But you click that, click join, click month to month, put in the code EXPAND, and there you go. You have a month free. If you haven't heard about the Higher Love Club yet, I'll give you a little bit more information here. The Higher Love Club is a space to discover the inspiration and tools to awaken your senses and ignite your soul's purpose and embrace a love that transcends the boundaries of the ordinary. We delve into the mysteries of Tantra and sacred sexuality and self-love, unlocking the secrets to deepening connections and experiencing profound union. It is a space for community. It is a gorgeous, gorgeous online community, super accessible. And every month inside the Higher Love Club, we have a different theme. So this month is obviously self-love. Within each like topic, it's kind of like every month is like a mini course. So included in the mini course is one live workshop and a group coaching call, as well as an engaging video lesson on the monthly theme, a workbook with activities, journal prompts, pleasure and embodiment rituals for solo and couples work to take you deeper into the theme of the month. There will also be a book suggested to read every month that is on theme. I also give special pricing, first access offers, discounts on one-to-one coaching retreats that is special just for Higher Love Club members. They don't announce this elsewhere. And you also get unlimited access to past workshops and resources in the Higher Love Club vault. So as I mentioned, every month inside the Higher Love Club is like a mini course. As soon as you join, you get access to all of the past mini courses, which include things like money as a lover, conscious communication and like dealing with conflict, prosperity, shadow work, inner child healing, lots of great topics in there. So check it out. Again, it's free for a limited time. Use the code EXPAND, EXPAND. Say hey once you're in there. Love it, love it, love it. So that wraps us up for today. Thank you for opening yourself up to the idea of self-love and self-pleasure. Have a sexy and spiritual day, and I'll catch you next week on Talk Tantra to Me. Ta-ta.